This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Welcome back to the Bachelor Podcast. We're all here for yet another season of The Bachelorette. I'm Christine Lee along with Katie Pallotta. Hi, Katie.
Hi.
And Ryan Jones. This season, hi, Ryan. I'm sorry.
No, it's like you just keep rolling. That's fine.
This season with Becca as our Bachelorette, I thought I'd start out by asking you guys what from this episode where she meets the contestants jumped out at you just right out of the shoot. I don't know if Katie, if you want to start.
I don't know about you, but I could definitely notice the whole new concept of the drink limit. They almost never showed them drinking, like all the guys while they were waiting to talk to Becca or for Becca to come in. It seems like the producers are taking that whole concept very seriously after the past seasons and, of course, Bachelor in Paradise.
How about you, Ryan? What jumped out at you?
Yeah, that's interesting. I hadn't really noticed that, but now that you say it, when we saw the guys leave, it was not just dawn. I mean, it was bright out. Mm-hmm. So that clearly took a while. And in years past, they would probably be a lot more, maybe rowdy is the wrong term, but maybe a little just messed up. And everyone seemed pretty clear eyes right through the rose ceremony, which is as clear as some of these guys can be.
Well, even interacting with when the guys were talking to Becca or just interacting with each other, there was no sign of anyone like jumping in the pool or crawling around on the wet pavement, or like we've seen in past episodes. It was very almost tame.
Yeah, that's a good word for it. I thought that it seemed like more guys did the straight up right out of the limo and
no gimmick.
Obviously, you had the baka and the ox and stuff, but the minivan,
the choir.
But in general, even the choir, you brought people, but it was out of the limo, and he wasn't dressed up as the choir. You know, maybe it just felt because there was only the one guy actually dressed up, but maybe it was on par with past seasons. But to me, it seemed like more were just straight ahead, and they also skipped over a few people, if you noticed that.
When
they got to him, they're like, okay, they really have nothing to say.
And montage.
They don't have a stand-up, and they're not wearing a costume, and they don't have a different way of getting in here. Okay, let's just... And there were three or four guys that didn't even say a word.
They threw them in quick.
And keep on moving.
For my part, I just remember, you know, Katie and I spoke with Amy Kaufman, who was the entertainment and film critic for the Los Angeles Times, and she has a really great book out called Bachelor Nation, and it's from our March 28th special podcast. You can find it if you want to go back and listen to it. But, you know, she revealed a lot of behind the scenes stuff and how it all works. And one of the things that stuck with me was she said, pay attention to the first person who gets out of the limo, because that's the person that the producers think is the one that has the most potential. That's the one they're banking on. And that was Colton. So that's kind of what I picked up on just straight up. And because I was trying to follow her formula of, oh, yeah, okay, it's not a confessional, it's an in-the-moment conversation.
Yeah, once you read that book, you watch this show in a whole different way. Not a bad way, but you just notice, I think you notice a lot more.
Well, right. Colton was clearly given the whatever treatment you want, because not only did he, you know, they did a package piece on a bunch of guys at the beginning, but only a very small amount. He had the last one. It was the longest. It ended with him holding an elderly puppy. I mean, and then he's the first one you see out of the car.
And that's by design.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
None of that is a mistake, but so clearly if there's one person that they are propping up whatever reason, it's Colton, and he certainly filled the bill, because he's good looking. He's determined. He's charitable. He's clearly, you know,
former NFL player.
He's built. Yes, you can call it that.
How do the producers of this show follow up from last season's ultimate villain? I mean, they had to bring Ari back, and which they did in so many different ways, from a cardboard cutout to Polaroid pictures to flashbacks to the way she was jilted, and then even Rachel and JoJo and Caitlin at the beginning, just things that had to be bleeped out that, I'm sorry, shouldn't have been bleeped, saging the private areas and the rest of the areas where Ari may have touched. But we have to bring Ari back in some form, be it in our minds or whatever, because our new heroine, it's kind of boring. And I think people have come to expect fireworks now on this show.
Yeah, I think that they limited the amount of Ari. Like, I feel like in the past they would probably use, you know, the past a little bit more, but because I think at this point the producers are even not, like, they even recognize that he ended up not being a great bachelor, but you still need the backstory for Becca. You still need that sense of drama that this is how she got here.
But it was a ratings bonanza.
Well, it wasn't. That's the thing. The season as a whole was down about 30%.
But that finale.
The finale was huge,
right.
And that's great, but it was huge based upon the fact that everyone hated Ari for so long because, A, he was boring, and then once he got exciting, it was only because he was a jerk.
Yes.
And so while they'd love to have that high mark at the end of the season, I think they're worried about that fatigue in the middle where people were saying, this guy doesn't bring anything to the table.
If there's no villain in this season, it's going to have to still be Ari.
Oh, there's going to be a villain. I think that was made pretty clear.
Are we talking about Garrett?
Well, no, we don't even know about...
She doesn't know about Garrett yet.
So for those of you that don't know, and I don't think this is a spoiler of any kind,
but it
has come out that Garrett has liked some very, whatever you want to call it, post about...
Controversial,
thank you, about mocking Parkland survivors, and it just...
He made mocking immigrants and Parkland students on Instagram, and his account has since been taken.
And we went through this with Lee, where all of a sudden it came out that he obviously had some very... distasteful.
He was a racist
thank
a-hole.
You.
He was let's call it like it is.
Which is what he was. And
that
ended up coming out. I don't know if this is something that's going to end up coming out while he's on the show. And
that's
something that I think we're going to... Because I thought he was pretty great on the show. And then I saw that article. I'm thinking, oh, man, I hope he gets sent home.
Clearly,
next
we have
week.
Not learned the lesson on your past social media history. You should be checking that before you go.
I'm glad they don't,
into the
though,
public.
Because this is a perfect example. Like I said, I thought he was a contender, and now I just want to kick him in the nuts and get him off the show, you know?
Producers know about this. They thoroughly research. They have a 5,000-point checklist that they go through. They knew what he was up to and what he's all about. They threw him in there for obvious reasons. I didn't like the minivan pull-up. I mean... First of all, as a mom with kids, I never wanted a minivan.
But you got one.
Huh? I didn't get a minivan.
Oh, don't be
Stop
lying.
It. Stop it. I'm just saying if a guy that was trying to impress me pulled up with a minivan with a friggin' car seat in the back and a soccer ball. You can be a soccer mom now.
What better way to show you're ready to settle down and have a family?
Oh, come I on. Just thought that a line, was a though. Major league turnoff. I didn't like that at all, but I mean,
yeah, I feel like she didn't know how to react at first.
But he got the first impression, Rose.
Yeah, clearly made an impression.
A minivan makes the impression?
I thought it was a good move.
Well, to rewind just a second, can we please talk about how gorgeous Rachel and JoJo and Caitlin look? I mean, they look footloose and fancy-free, pressure's off.
They're the best.
I mean, I forgot how much I missed Rachel until I saw her sitting there just being Rachel.
Yeah, these opening scenes can oftentimes just make you want to pull your hair out.
You guys want me in on this podcast?
Oh, you know what? Our boss just walked in. Come on in, Steve.
Well, first of all, if you're going to do a podcast...
Dude, you have to be on the microphone.
Well, first of all, the light's not on.
Of course it's not on, because the microphones, there's this thing on an audio board where if you put it in cue, you're still recording.
Oh, I fell asleep before The Bachelor. Was it The Bachelor or The Bachelorette?
Bachelorette.
Okay. I fell asleep before.
So who do you like?
The pretty one.
Well, his name is Garrett, and he has some he has some issues with his backstory.
Wait, Steve, if you were a contestant on The Bachelorette and you had to make your limo entrance, what would be your big, impressive line to the woman who's standing there waiting to hear what you have to say? How would you win her over?
Where have you been all my life?
Oh.
Drink. That's right on the bingo board. Come on.
Well, so come on. All right. Well, I tried.
And this is where you came in.
Don't post any pictures of me online. I don't want people to see what I look like.
Trust me, guys. You don't want to see what he looks like. It's fine.
What kind of boss lets you make fun of him right there during your podcast?
The kind that don't actually watch The Bachelorette.
All right. Speaking of limo entrances, there were quite a few that were trying too hard. One that stands out in my mind is the complete moron, Camille. Is that how he pronounced his name? The one that said, "I'll meet you 60-40.
Oh yeah, that was just annoying.
It started out well, though. It's meet you
halfway,
and then he took the step back, and she says, "Boy." Yeah.
And when he walked back into the mansion, she was like, "Oh no."
Yeah.
I mean, are you surprised that he was one of the ones that was 86th at the end?
No.
Yeah.
That was
I agree with Ryan. Like it was a good move at first. When you said meet me halfway, it was okay. No, not the best. But when he took it 60-40 and he went the opposite way.
Yeah, no.
Not good.
And
no.
Give her credit for not playing into what he was doing and right. Say, okay, yeah, I'll come.
Oh yeah, no, she called him out.
Forget that.
Jean Blanc with his French line. And,
the colonosaur.
Yes. Yes. And I thought, oh, this is kind of cute. He's speaking French. We've had previous contestants use their knowledge of a foreign language to impress the suitor.
Mm-hmm.
But I Google translated what he said. And not only did the word has two meanings. It can mean the F-bomb or it can mean whore.
Both really bad choices.
And so whatever...
Perfect pickup line.
Whatever it was, he was trying to say, let's do this thing. But what he said was, let's do this effing thing. Or let's do this whore thing, is how it...
Well, it clearly had to get by the censors to not be this effing thing. Because even in other languages, this is a little FCC lesson, not for you, but
you
for the people listening.
You can't swear in any language.
You can't swear in any language, so you can't just say a bad word in another language and think, haha, I beat the system. No,
right.
No.
So they must have thought that in this case it translates to whore.
They got it cleared by somebody all the way up that said, no, this is good to go.
Wow.
I didn't like him at first, mainly because his video at the beginning made him look like... just someone you'd want to push out the door. I mean, like, stop. Go away. I'm not buying whatever you're selling. But I actually liked him
later?
In the house itself. I thought he seemed like a normal guy. So this goes back to, again, like how they want to present someone. And he didn't seem as bad as the person sitting there saying, well, here are my 800 colognes, and oh, this one's $1,200. And
well, this goes back to what Amy Kaufman told us, is that from the get-go, before they even get out of the limo, they've all been labeled by producers as the dummy, the jerk.
The villain.
What?
The villain.
The villain.
Yep.
The airhead. You know, the one who tries too hard. Like, they've each of them...
The weird cologne guy.
They've already been typecast going into this night.
Yeah, and then they follow that storyline as far as
it goes,
as they can.
Yeah. Okay, let's talk about our male model, Jordan.
Okay. Do we have to?
In his gray suit and irritation that...
And he served as the narrator.
No tie.
Yeah.
No belt.
He narrated this entire
no
episode.
No socks. That really, really is a pet peeve of his.
Yeah, he was basically a younger Robbie.
Yes!
Yeah.
That's yes.
A Robbie in training, if you will.
R.I.T.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah, and it's just, I get the role he was playing in having to narrate everything, but I've always been just so frustrated by watching, whether it's guys or girls, telling other people how they're supposed to dress for a certain situation.
Yeah.
And there is no dress code. This is, you know, you obviously want to dress nice.
How you but feel comfortable.
How you feel comfortable and how you want to present yourself. This doesn't mean you have to wear socks or can't wear loafers or have to have a square or have to have a certain kind of tie. Like, dude.
Yeah, that went out the window 20 years ago. We don't operate that way anymore.
Yeah, as soon as he started his little video bit, I was like, oh, it's just like another one of those like male models. Then he started talking about the sea salt hairspray and then the seafoam pocket square and then why don't you wear socks and then how modeling is just so taxing and so much more.
Which, trust me, it is.
Yeah. Yes. Ryan's a model, so
I mean,
he
this,
knows.
This seafoam pocket square I'm wearing today really makes the
you
outfit.
You brought it today.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
For you guys, anything.
Okay, panel of experts. You're trying to impress a woman with a basketball. Do you dunk over her? Over
yes,
her?
Absolutely.
Come on, seriously.
1,000%. I thought that was amazing.
I thought that was
With his past, it worked out. It could have gone horribly wrong
because he was a globetrotter.
Yes.
So he knows the tricks of the trade.
Yeah,
this
he
is
knows
what he
does
what every
do.
Night. You know, he had her spin the ball on her finger,
but
because
he dunked over her.
Hell yeah, he
but
did.
Good for her to actually be trusting him.
Yes,
because
that's
the one
a lot.
Thing
that
other than
all kinds of
other
wrong.
Than landing on them, the one thing that can become an issue is you catch a knee to the back of the head,
oof.
And that'll knock you out for a while. So
that would have been a plot twist.
Yeah. I guarantee you, you want to talk about producers. The producers are sitting there saying, okay, are we all ready to shut down production for a month? Because this is what we could be looking at if she has a concussion. And he cleared it, got that leg up, and I thought that was one of the best parts of the whole episode. I loved it.
What was the deal with Jake now? So did anyone get the full backstory on how they knew each other? She was obviously miffed that he didn't remember that they had met multiple times prior to a Christmas party, and she just made a decision to say, you know what, bye. But does anyone know the nature of...
Nothing like, beyond what she
yeah,
said.
Yeah, basically it just sounded
so
like...
We were in the social circle, so
he,
what?
Yeah, he has been in her circle of friends before, and there was
her?
Just no... I don't know if... I don't know. I don't think there was anything that negative, but there was just no... connection. He never tried to pursue her.
Think about it this way.
I felt like he was like not interested in her before, but now he is because she's
right,
exactly.
And that's why,
and that's what she's worried about. Because think about it, if we were just had the same friends and hung out every so often, that's usually where you'd be like, hey, whatever, flirt with you or whatever, and there was none of that. But then all of a sudden you're on a TV show.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I want to go. I want to.
And now you
be
have
your
interest.
Husband. I want. where was this when we were just hanging out and you could have come over and talked to me? And
it wasn't just the Christmas party. It was multiple times before,
right,
which amnesia didn't remember.
None of those times. And he sort of laid the groundwork for maybe he had some issues that he was working through, and you can assume whatever you want, but that why he wouldn't remember it.
It's a catch-all excuse for everything these
exactly.
days.
Exactly. That was the clearest version, even more than the text guy, about there for the wrong reasons. If you know somebody and you're around them multiple times and at no point are even flirty with them, but then as soon as they're on a TV show, you want to be one of the people that want to marry them? Come on.
Yeah, and she was right. I mean, she said that she would constantly be questioning the intentions, which I would I'd be doing the same thing. Like, you all of a sudden you see this guy and he's interested in you because you're on TV.
Yeah, that's a good segue into the text thing with Chris and Chase.
So dramatic.
It was
the most dramatic text exchange in Bachelor history.
It was probably the worst dramatic moment. I mean, this is what you're
It was pretty bad.
You're
it was
manufacturing,
Well, but
drama.
This is his own fault, because at least it was man to man, bro to bro. Hey, I just want to let you know.
This was Chase going to Chris?
No, this was Chris confronting Chase
about emails to the ex-girlfriend. Text to the ex-girlfriend.
He got a text from Chase's ex-girlfriend.
Chris did.
Yeah. Okay. Saying he's not here for the right reasons.
Drink.
Wrong intentions. The whole deal.
Okay.
It's never too early to start with the not here for the right reasons.
Right, but then it could have just been over with. Him talking, Chase saying, hey, listen, I barely knew the girl. We dated a few times. She's just bitter. End of story. But instead, he decides, well, I'm going to go tell Becca now to get ahead of this.
Because it's a big deal.
On night one.
Right.
Exactly.
She does not even know you.
Exactly. And so I get if you are worried that there's going to be some backstabbing and someone's going to tell her about it. Let's survive the first night and then maybe sit down and say, oh, I just want to let you know that, and then go through it.
This happened last season, didn't it?
He might have made it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, no, but Chase went home, so.
Right, but if he didn't do the whole confronting, I don't know.
Yeah, if he would have just talked to her like a normal human being and not decide to try to be noble when there was nothing to be noble about, it made it seem like there was something worse than there probably actually was. And even she kept saying, he's like, I have no idea what's happening here. This doesn't make any sense to me.
He made an issue out of a non-issue.
Yeah,
right?
And the biggest mistake, I think, was calling Chris into the conversation, which, like, talk about being awkward, not only for Becca, but for Chris.
Well, like, you have to be like a lawyer. Don't ask a question you don't know the answer to. And so he put Chris there and said, and he went above and beyond what he told to Chase about being an a-hole. And if I'm Chase, I'm thinking, you didn't say that before. And now you're on the couch and you're saying this?
Yeah, it was a very awkward situation, for sure.
Peace out.
Yeah, so yeah, that didn't help his case at all. How about our nerd, Wills, with his Harry Potter tattoo? I think there's something that could be there with him. Not sure, but I thought...
I liked him.
I liked him, too.
He actually used to work on TMZ.
Oh, really?
Uh-oh.
He was a research...
Oh, so...
Research analyst. Research something.
Yeah, yeah. So he
coordinator.
Can dig up the dirt.
Mm.
He can dig up the dirt.
So... I don't know.
We get a Wills, whereas we've had a Wells, now we get a Wills.
And they're both nerdy.
And they're both
and
nerdy.
Both in entertainment.
I dig anytime they can bring the nerds out, and I like that how she's self-identified as one, and so not even like hidden, just like I'm out here and I am, and they bonded over Harry Potter.
Yep.
Which, I mean, what's better than that?
No, I mean,
but I liked him overall.
I did too. I liked him overall too. Showing up with a complete cardboard cutout of the guy who done you wrong.
Okay, so I think
go ahead, Katie.
I think if you were to show up with a cardboard cutout of the ex just publicly humiliated you, I think you should have like destroyed that cutout together.
Yes.
Instead of just having it there
like
while...
Like pinata style.
Yes. I thought that would have been...
Well, that was Man Bun Mike. He was one of two Man Bun guys.
Yeah.
He went the wrong way with that.
That's he did.
Because I don't know why you would think the best play is so he can see you happy with other men.
Like I thought it would have been fun if they, I don't know, punched him.
Yeah. Or
took like a stick or something.
You should have come with a taser and you used the cardboard cutout as target practice and tased him right in the groin.
I mean,
just give him give her a bat and let her hit
it. Yeah, right.
Yeah, it was weird the way he went about it and was like, so he can see you happy, and then brought it in and set it up in the room.
Yeah.
Like, but you should have just destroyed it.
Good idea, terrible execution.
This is what I'm telling you with the producers needing to keep doing a callback to the evil Ari, because he, as much as you love to hate him, he incites emotion in you. And makes you want to tweet about it and makes you feel more like you're participating in the
show.
Think
of all the emotion you could have if you took a bat to the cardboard cutout.
Yeah, I'm sure that
they should have done something else with
it. Well, the season is young. I mean, the cardboard cutout could get the crap beat out of it, you know, in another episode.
I was hoping someone was going to throw it in the fire.
Yeah. Or that. Yeah, that would have been good, too.
Sort of sat there.
Yeah. The other man bun guy who had that gorgeous head of hair.
Leo.
But I guess there's some foreshadowing coming up. Is that what I saw? That
he's got nicer hair than any of us. Let me just throw that out there.
100%.
Hair that, I mean...
You dream about having
better
that
than Becca.
Yeah.
She even called it out.
Yeah. Now you're like, I don't know if I want to date a guy who's got better hair than
yeah,
I do.
Yeah, I know.
But yeah, no, he's got quite a head of hair.
He's a stunt man.
What do we think about our Venmo engineer?
Not much.
John.
That was John. I looked him up to see if he was, because I'm thinking you're a gazillionaire if you've created Venmo. What are you doing on this show?
Billionaires need love too, okay?
He was one of the engineers who helped design, but I don't think he's the Silicon Valley.
He might have a point on it or something. I mean, I'm sure he did okay with it. Usually when those things blow up, you get a pretty decent...
I thought he was just... That was one of... I don't know.
I didn't think there was much there.
It's like when our company was owned by CBS and now we're Entercom, but I work for CBS. You know? Really? CBS New York? No, Connecticut. You know? It's like one of those things.
Yeah, and I don't think there's much there with him. I was surprised that she kept him. I think there's just...
He was a little bland.
Yeah. A lot bland. If you could say that.
Lincoln... With his sexy accent, and he gave her a bracelet that kind of went over well.
How could you not?
Good looking guy, good look, nice little accent
first
listen to.
Date, if you want to call it that, and you're already getting jewelry.
I mean,
I think that beats playing with clay or anything like that.
Oh, clay. Oh my God.
I thought Lincoln was two thumbs up, man. What a great way to go. It's
and
personal.
Gave her cake. Once inside.
Dude, cake and jewelry.
You can't go wrong. But yeah, clay.
Yeah, that
with
was
the
bad.
Clay.
But to be fair, he doesn't sound like he's the sharpest knife.
Who,
so,
clay?
Clay. Well, that's probably the top of his top of his level.
I really liked him and his story, and then once we started to get to know him, it started going downhill.
You could actually hear people tuning out.
Yeah, listen.
I'm going to go get a refill while Clay's on screen.
He seemed like a nice guy. He's been able to hang around the NFL for a minute, unlike, what's his name, the other football player. And
Colton,
thank you. So it takes a special sort of athlete to be able to even be on the outside of a roster, like just to hang on. But... Yeah, it didn't seem like there was much there beyond that.
The ox entrance by, that was our guy,
so
Blake.
So our love will be strong as an ox.
But she was just like, where do you keep getting all these animals? Because he was on after the final rose.
On the horse?
On the horse.
Yeah.
And then, so she was like, where are all these animals coming from all the time?
Right? And he just, I mean, it was kind of a cute try.
They seemed to end up having... A connection.
Yeah, they did.
Inside, so.
And I don't want to forget about David, our full-on chicken suit guy, who apparently...
He stuck to that outfit all night long.
Well, because he had nothing underneath it. He had no
choice. He didn't
plan
ahead for that.
He didn't plan ahead. He had to keep...
But it worked.
Yeah, he did not get sent home.
And he's a good-looking guy. Once he took the chicken head off, he actually... I was worried that he might... You know, look like me, but he. Like,
oh, will you stop with like, that? Every time you put
your model
down.
All right, sorry. This seafoam.
You have the seafoam pocket square.
The seafoam pocket square really brings out my eyes. But he's a good looking dude. They seem to have fun together. She clearly likes people that have a sense of humor, even when she tried to pin the rose on and it was falling off.
Yeah, every now and again, these quirky entrances end up panning out. Like, I think Wells had a quirky entrance, and when he took
our buddy Matt.
Matt, yep. Yes. And then, of course, who's the couple, the cute, really super quirky couple who got married, and we followed up with them. Remember, he was, erectile dysfunction guy?
Oh, Evan.
Evan and Carly.
He also had an unusual, quirky entrance.
Yeah, he's just quirky all around.
Right, but sometimes those pay off.
Yep.
And sometimes if you come dressed as a dolphin, but it's really a shark costume, it doesn't pay off.
Or sometimes you can arrive in a hearse.
Oh, because what was his line? Trent.
I literally died when
I found out
you were the Bachelorette.
I don't know if there's much to say about that one.
I would say tag the toe and put him back in the hearse.
Yeah, you probably don't want to lead off with death. That's just... Probably something you generally want to.
And
he
went all the way. He actually arrived in the hearse, so
yeah.
He stuck to that the whole way.
Does anyone else think Chris Harrison had a little work done over the summer?
Don't you be talking about Chris?
Come on,
I gotta defend
Katie.
Chris. Sorry, I love him so much.
Send all hate mail to Christine Lee.
There's a lot of information about Chris Harrison in that book, Bachelor Nation, which reveals how
he's awesome and he's amazing and he's the best ever.
Paycheck to paycheck, was he a weatherman or something? Like he was.
Yeah, he was some sort of.
And he showed up for the audition, and it was just like, all right, whatever. I need to put food on the table. I'll give it a shot. And look where he is now.
20-something seasons later.
Running the show.
Still here.
Well, yeah, still here.
How does she not keep Joe, the grocery store owner?
I know. I thought he was cute.
He's funny.
Funny.
He's a business owner.
Hard worker.
Ever since that the bios came out and it just said Joe from Chicago grocery store owner, I liked him right off the bat.
Yeah,
just for that.
They're both from the same general area.
Right.
I mean, nobody really knows where any of those states
Twitter
go.
Twitter blew up.
Yeah, Twitter was very upset that Joe was cut.
Yeah, and we posted an article on the podcast Facebook page of they collected a bunch of tweets and they kept calling him Trader Joe
because
the grocery store. And they're like, they now... are trying to get him to be the next Bachelor, even though
that's not
going to happen and we don't know him.
But I would imagine this will be one of the first people who was sent home on night one that have a good run on Paradise because how could you not like this guy?
Yeah.
No, everyone, I saw that across the board, people were pretty upset that Joe.
I thought he was a lock. They kept holding him till the end. I'm like, oh, he's just going to get the last
one. I mean, he started out selling watermelons. I mean, come on.
What are you doing?
Well, other than Joe, who we were upset that who he left, but Camille, Chase, Christian, Darius, Grant, and Jake, who she ran in the same circles with him, and you know, all the wrong reasons. Those guys went home. So, what we're left with is a decent group of guys, but I'm just not sure how exciting this is going to be. Just because based on last season, we got so much drama. But
not till the end.
Not till the end. You're right.
It was a pretty regular season last season. Until,
I love that.
But I'm telling you, they're going to keep bringing Aria because even, you know, what we have to look forward to is, you know, Becca crying. I can't believe what Ari did to me. Let's see. Lincoln is a liar. Which one was Lincoln?
The
bracelet.
Yeah. Your accent guy.
He's apparently a liar. Oh! Colton is a virgin?
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
What do you mean maybe?
Well, that was some of the guys are questioning if he actually is.
Is he really?
I think that would be great.
And he dated Allie Raisman. He dated an Olympian.
Wow.
Yeah.
He did.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
All right, then.
So, clearly he's okay with strong women. And so from one to another, and he did make sure he said, I'm not saving myself for marriage.
Oh, yeah, he made that clear.
Just saving myself for the right woman.
And then we also have someone's bleeding. Blake is bleeding coming, which could be totally misleading, it usually is.
Puddles of blood on the floor. Laying in a puddle.
Yeah, last time I think it happened, during one of the games or whatever. It's never a thing. Maybe this is the time it will be, but...
Yeah, no, it's never a thing. Like, we found out with Evan that it was, his nose.
Yeah,
like,
he had a nosebleed.
Yeah, like, we thought that...
Someone clocked him.
We thought Chad had clocked him in the nose, and it was actually, he just had a nosebleed.
But this is, no matter how it happens, they strapped him in and got him to the hospital, so...
Yeah.
It seemed real-ish.
Or that could be a whole different storyline.
For sure.
Because they edit around it however the hell they want. But speaking of Ari, Ryan shared this story with me, that Ari Leyendyke is now feeling 100% betrayed by The Bachelor. He told GQ that the so-called unedited breakup scene was completely edited. He is very upset.
So,
what could have been edited out that would have made that better?
Exactly. What could have been shown that would have made him not look like a douchebag?
To him, apparently, he left multiple times or tried to leave, and this is what he's saying. And that what the unedited footage doesn't show is the producer telling him, no, stay. No, go back in and check on her. And here's issue 1 million with Ari, and it's always the same as one. So every time something happens, he's never willing to take responsibility. Sure, let's say these people said, no, you should record it. This is what people signed up for. We should tape the breakup. Okay, you can still say no. And then, okay, let's go past that. We agree with them. We're going to do it. When this woman is saying, get out, at some point, you can say, I don't care what you're saying about stay there or talk to her. She's telling me to get out. I'm going to get out. But he is completely unwilling to take any responsibility.
No, of course not.
And so he does this interview with GQ, this reporters traveling with him, having dinner with them.
In Scottsdale. She takes a motorcycle ride with him.
Visits the house they ended up buying.
Like, talks to Lauren.
She needed a ride back. Oh, why don't you just take the keys to my car? We'll get another ride back. Here's my code to my house. You can go and get your keys.
Operation try to make me
for
look
sure.
better.
So then she has a one-on-one with Lauren. And how dare she bring up something from the finale that, as you know... And we all know she never saw because for some reason... Which is still a huge issue. And so she's driving back after the one-on-one and gets a text from Ari. What did you say to Lauren? She's very upset. And this interview's over. Because Lauren's very upset. And apparently even tried to contact her editor to get her to shape up and... It's like, dude, take responsibility
for
once.
To get the content cut.
You can't even do a rah-rah piece on yourself right. You still manage to do that wrong.
You're still messing it up.
Seriously. And so for someone who's trying to hide and be private, he's doing a pretty piss-poor version of it.
Well, I mean, and I understand, like, Katie, when you're trapped in a house with however many other people and they take away all your content, you're living literally on top of each other in one room with 15 beds. You're bored out of your skull. You can't access anything. There's nothing for you to do. So I actually understand now when they go on these stupid group dates with the dumbest concepts that they're so happy to get out of the house because they all have cabin fever and they're getting on each other's last nerve. Like, you can almost see how last season with Ari and you can see how people get manipulated into doing things that they wouldn't normally do on camera.
Yes.
You can see it. But for him to do that in the interview when all this time has gone by and he still screws it up, it
and
just
he still passes the buck.
It shows you who this guy is.
He could have just apologized and said, I mean, the folks at ABC suggested that once I went to them, which again, let's go to the Bachelor and tell them I want to break up before I go to my fiance, but whatever. You go to that and they suggest that, you say, they wanted me to record it. I should have said no.
Yep.
The mistakes on my part for going along with it. Hopefully, I wish her all the best.
Yes.
Ultimately, we all ended up in the place we're supposed to. God
Case
bless.
Closed.
And move on.
Yeah.
But instead, it's still blame, blame, blame. And then
I didn't see it.
Yeah. And Lauren, let's go back to her for a second. In the interview, she's talking about, and you can find this at our Twitter page at Bachelor Podcast. She's talking about, people don't understand, I'm a strong, independent woman. I created my own business with my mother, and we were doing this.
Make my own decisions.
But then the first thing she does is go crying to Ari, is tell that reporter made me upset. You can't talk to her anymore. How is that being a strong, independent woman? If you were upset, and you're a strong, independent woman, in that moment, you say, I don't think this is right for you. Now, I still think she'd be wrong, because mm-hmm. I think it's fair game. But you stand up to her right at that moment and say, what are you doing? This isn't what I signed up for.
They are getting married on the edge of a volcano in Hawaii.
Ruining Maui for me, by the way.
But I understand.
Thanks, guys.
In January.
Which supposedly will not be televised.
Televised. Yeah.
Except, conveniently, they announced their wedding date and that it wasn't going to be televised the same time as they announced that Becca is engaged.
That's correct, because Becca revealed that at the end of the season, she has indeed found her true love, mm-hmm. and that we know we're going to get a happy ending.
Well, we thought that last time, too.
We always thought that.
We thought that last time, too. Well, you guys, we have our cast of characters now. We have our group of guys. Front runner,
we got to pick our teams now.
Are we still gonna do this?
Hell yeah! Because sooner or later I gotta
draft
win.
Draft time.
Ryan's
never won.
I'm like 0 for a million.
You're not gonna win anything, but if you must do it.
Well, and this is a perfect example of, you know, some people will just walking around when they say, "Oh, you do the Bachelor podcast, right?" They say, "Yeah." So, you know, do you read the spoilers? And I really don't.
No.
And if I ever had better proof that I don't read any spoilers, is
you're
never
over 10?
Since we've done, yeah, however many years we've been doing this, I have never.
Over 10 seasons.
I have never once picked the person that comes out at the end. So now I've gotten close. Yeah. I've gotten close a couple times, much like Nick. I've gotten close a couple times, but I've never gone all the way.
Oh, wait. So, before we pick, how grossed out are you guys? And we love them, but that Ashley and Jared are dating.
I was hoping we'd get out of here without that.
They're brother and sister, as far as I'm concerned. Although,
they're having quite the vacation.
Aren't they going to come on our show? And
hashtag ad, hashtag sponsor.
Can't we tell them that when they come on our show, hopefully, that we think you guys are more like, you know, royalty, like, you know, how royalty date each other?
They're definitely
they're
bachelor royalty.
Yes, they
and
are, for sure.
Both are our friends here. They've both been on the show.
Yeah, no, they're
and
fun.
And they're great, but this whole thing just is rubbing me the wrong way.
Yes,
and
the
watching
story
these,
of us.
Watching these Insta stories is just so bizarre, because you finally get together and you go off on this trip and the whole thing is just one big Instagram sponsor. And, you know, American Airlines and some company I don't understand, and Kapalua Ritz-Carlton and...
She said Ashley was quoted in Amy's book. She makes like $10,000 on a social media.
Oh, I'm not saying they're not making money.
No, she makes big money on the Instagram posts.
In a universe that has taught us to question everything and what's real and what's not, the fact that every post is basically like a commercial. I want to talk to them, because after watching that, I have my doubts.
Yeah.
I think it's a put on.
We got to get them on here.
We got to find out.
And I'm sure it'll offend both of them for saying that.
Oh,
but,
please.
But watching them almost, and maybe it is rehearsed, because they obviously, hey, if someone pays me 10 grand, I want to do it the right way.
She's not going to say, this interview is over. They're used to it.
Exactly.
They know. Yeah.
And they know how we roll. But it just, it to me, it came across sort of fake.
Yeah, I agree.
And you can watch the story of them.
We tried. I got about 3 minutes into it, and I pulled out my barf bag and couldn't.
44 minutes long. It's quite the story of them. I think they really did.
Which, by the way, is
years.
Now what we're clocking in on this podcast. So we are the story of us is as long as the story
let's
of them.
Let's do it. So Ryan, you're picking first, right?
Sure, because guess what? Once again, I finished last.
You're a big loser.
Yeah, well, I mean, when you're right, you're right. It doesn't happen often. But.
If you pick Colton, I'm going to stab you with my pen.
Okay, so Colton is my pick.
Oh, rat. Fine.
And so who won last time? I don't even know. Who had...
Well,
you split it. So we have to decide. Who was Becca the winner or was Lauren the winner?
Becca won the show.
Becca won the show, so I would say that Christine won.
But Lauren ended up winning the guy, which is who you chose.
Right.
So I would say,
but didn't win the show, so I would say that you won.
And by the way, there were two winners, and I didn't have either of them. So okay, so we'll say
Ryan
you won.
Was still zero.
So that means Katie picks second, and then you will get two picks in a row.
Okay.
Because that remember this is what a snake draft is. It
yes,
goes back
Ryan.
And forth. So Katie gets the second pick.
All right, I'm gonna go with Garrett.
Garrett, he's our minivan.
Despite the news,
he's our minivan guy.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to go with David.
And you get two.
Oh, and then I'm going to go with Wills. I got
back
Katie.
To Katie.
I'm going to go with Blake.
Good choice.
Okay, now I get two. I'm going to take Chris and Lincoln. And so then it's back to Katie.
I'm going to go with Jason.
And now back to Christine for two.
All right, I got Trent. And I can't read my writing. I don't know if this says Nick.
It doesn't say Nick.
It doesn't.
Oh, no, it might say Nick. Yeah,
no, there's a Nick.
Wrong part of my list.
Wait,
it could say Nick.
Where's my Nick? Nick. Oh, yeah, Nick. Nick. He's the one who came with the cardboard cutout. Yeah.
And then back to Katie.
I'm going to go with Connor.
Oh, you son of a...
Sorry, not sorry.
Okay, well, I mean, I have to take Ryan, obviously.
Of course.
Because he'll also lose. And let's go with...
This is so sad.
It is so sad. Christine's favorite, Jean Bloc.
Oh, you're taking him.
And back to Katie.
Leo.
Ooh.
Leo.
Christine gets two.
Okay, I'm going Lincoln.
No, you're not. I already have Lincoln.
Oh, you...
Good choice, though.
All right, so then I have Mike, right?
Yep. Uh-huh.
I can take Mike. I'm going to go with the Harlem Globetrotter. No one's taking him, right?
Nope.
Kristen.
And back to Katie.
I'm going to go with... I hate to take Jordan, but I feel like he'll probably be around for a while for some drama. So I'm going to go with him.
All right.
I'm going to take Alex.
Alex, good call.
And John.
Oh, the Venmo dude?
Yeah. Mr. Personality, just like me. Back to Katie.
I'm going to go with Clay.
And so then that... Leaves just one left, right?
Who's left? Yeah.
So by Blake? Process Ricky? Of association.
Ricky.
Yeah, Ricky.
You get Ricky.
I don't even see Ricky on the list.
Well, I think there's a reason for that.
Wait, he was one of those thrown in.
Wait, where is Ricky?
You have no notes on him. Because
yeah, look, it's blank.
There were no notes to take on him.
My line was blank, too.
Yeah. Oh, well, I can tell you, I got the suck list.
When I wrote that, you know, I have notes for each time someone's introduced, and
yeah,
it's
me too.
And so once it goes Ricky, Alex, Nick, and there was nothing for anyone. Yeah. So I said, okay, let's on to the next.
Well, next to Nick, I wrote in car uniform, bad idea.
For Nick, I put not a race car driver,
which is accurate, by the way.
He's a lawyer.
That's true.
All right, he's trying to be funny.
And now a member of your team as well. So
well,
we will. we'll have the big follow next week to see how quickly my team all gets eliminated.
No, mine's going to be decimated probably in the first couple of episodes. But all right, so Becca, our Bachelorette, is off and running. And you can follow us on social media at Bachelor Podcast across all platforms, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. I'm Christine Lee. Katie Pallotta, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And our supermodel, Ryan Jones, with his pocket square.
Seafoam pocket square.
Becca!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.